Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Good morning, buddy. All right. The topic this morning is things we've done once, but we're never going to do it again.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
But first, I need to talk about something. So yesterday, I found out that we got a complaint email about something we said here on the Plan B Morning Show. And I don't even know where to start with this. First, let me say, I don't feel like I should have to talk about this. I'm not apologizing for what we said at all. That's not what I'm doing. I'm not going to cater to the snowflakes. Because here's the thing. You and I could turn our show into nothing but kitties and rainbows.
All right, right.
But eventually we're going to get a complaint from someone who hates kitties and rainbows.
Exactly.
It's a tough job talking about stuff every single day and not offending someone.
You can't appease everybody.
No, you can't appease everyone. So yesterday, someone was upset about our dry shampoo bit. We were talking about dry shampoo. And in that, we said the phrase, dumb whore. All right. We were talking about dry shampoo. We don't get it. We don't understand it. But, and again, I don't feel like I should have to say this. We obviously don't think a female, or any person for that matter, who used dry shampoo is a dumb whore.
Not at all.
Okay? It was a exaggerated view of something to get a laugh. Yes, we don't understand dry shampoo. But again, we don't really think that people are dumb whores who use it. Okay?
No.
Now, this also brings to mind a fantastic skit that was done on SNL with the great Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin. When Dan Aykroyd, it's called Point Counterpoint was the skit.
Okay.
And Dan Aykroyd calls Jane an ignorant slut. Now, of course, Dan or the writers do not think Jane Curtin is an ignorant slut. It was a skit. It was for a joke. It was for a laugh.
It was a, you know, just, yeah, it was a setup just for, I don't know. It's just, come on.
I, if you take anything on this show seriously, we have fun here. We're joking around. We're having a good time. We love and respect
the
women.
Direction we take. We don't. We're not taking shots at anybody individually. We don't. We never want to do
it's
that.
It's a joke.
That's what it
we're
is.
We're joking around. Mm-hmm. We do not take this stuff very seriously. You can tell when we're serious. And I do need to point out we've done a lot of great things in the community. I hate the fact that some snowflake got their feelings hurt and had to whine about it. And that comes down the ladder, all right? I got better things to do than sit there and have to defend myself constantly because you can't take a joke. Relax. And I tell you what, too, here's the other beautiful thing. Turn us off. All if you don't like what we have to say here, turn us off. You're not going to hurt my feelings. And also, I'm not going to email you and say,
hey!
All right, so that's my two cents. All right.
It was well said, Brock.
Thank you, buddy.
Well
Thank
said.
You. You know, sorry I melted some snowflakes out there. When we come back, we're going to loosen up a little
and
bit.
Lighten things up. I got a story for you.
You got a story for me?
Oh, boy.
Good. I'm excited for
it. I'm glad you actually did this right now because I'm kind of nervous to tell this story.
Well, don't be, buddy.
It's embarrassing,
don't
Brock.
Be. Don't be. I'll only make fun of you a little bit. Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
7:41 and 35. Got a high of 40 today, low of 22 tonight. We'll take a full look at your forecast a little bit later on. So today we want to talk about something you've done once but will never, ever do again. Does this have to do with your story?
This has to do with my story. And
yes.
I had to think of this for a while because a lot of stuff, you know, I don't really regret anything too
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
Should I go ahead with this?
I would love to hear your story.
I think it was like freshman or sophomore year in high school. This is, I know
where he's going with this because he told me yesterday. I'm building it up for you, the listener.
God, dang
Come
it.
On. It's a doozy, folks.
So we used to go to this club called Zero Gravity, right? It was an 18 and below club, maybe 20 and below club. You couldn't drink there.
Okay.
But it was for underage kids, you know, to go out, party, have a good time, dance, and you know whatnot. So we'd go there occasionally on the weekends. So one weekend I go there. I'm probably 16 years old. Just got my license, I think. And they go there, and like at midnight, they have... God, why am I telling this story?
Oh, just please do.
They have a hot body contest. And my 16-year-old self, so confident, Brock. So confident. You know, so I was in shape, too. You know, I was going to football camps, getting ripped, you know. I'm doing this contest, man. So I look back at this. It's so embarrassing, man. I'm up there with my shirt off.
Oh,
I can't
God.
Even remember if I was dancing or what I was doing. But oh my God. So listen to this. This is like 10 years later, right?
Yes.
I'm DJing at some place. I can't remember where I'm DJing. This girl comes up to the DJ booth. She's like, hey. I'm like, hey, what's up? You want to hear something? You're that guy who did that hot body contest in Indiana at Zero Gravity back like 10 years ago. I'm like, oh God. No. No.
She's like, I got a picture of it somewhere.
Right. Burn it.
Oh my
Burn
God.
Burn that picture.
So for everyone out there listening, Hunter
was all greased up.
Just greased up hot body contest.
Trying to show off. What was I thinking?
How many numbers you pull that night, bro? Were you just swimming in panties?
I was just, I'm fighting them off.
Just
man.
Nuts.
I was fighting them off. I don't even think I won either.
I'm going to die a happy man knowing this.
The sad thing, too, is there was no booze there. It's not like I was drunk and made a bad decision.
Stone sober. Just going, you know what? Did you go to the bathroom before and kind of like just like maybe do a couple sit-ups or some push-ups?
You're going to get pumped up for the hot body contest.
Oh, my God. There's few things in life.
Top
I take
one,
more. I can't. I'm going to die a happy man knowing this story. All right. Well, I got nothing. We can just end on that.
You know what? I'm taking my shirt off.
Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's your name?
Beautiful. Did you sing too during that hot body contest?
Come on. Yeah, it was a hot body / karaoke. I had karaoke with my shirt off.
Too sexy for my shirt. Oh, I'm so sad that I was not friends with you at that
time.
I'm
trying to think what song was
I would have
playing.
Ridiculed you. So
I want to say the song playing was "What Is Love." Baby, don't hurt me.
I would love to see your dancers to that song. Shirtless, just tan. Did you have a puka shell necklace on, too?
I probably did, because it was right after spring break. Actually, just, I guarantee you I had one.
You were probably so tan, puka shell. Did you have a henna tattoo on as well?
Right, I had my lower back.
Oh, I love you so much, buddy.
Yes.
So today we're talking about things we've done once, but we'll never do again.
Ever.
I'll tell mine.
What do you got?
I will never smoke weed with Canadians ever again.
Oh, God.
So now
we've
had this discussion. I support recreational marijuana. Whatever. Do your thing. I don't care. I don't care. That's fine. I'm not a weed smoker.
Personally, you are not.
Because I don't handle it well. I freak out. I get paranoid. So I don't smoke weed.
Never smoked nothing like this before, man.
That's pretty much what happened.
He's like, cheat.
And this was one time down in Springfield, Missouri, after a show, after a concert. I'm not going to say the band. I'll just tell you they were from Canada. Mm-hmm. And I was pretty boozed up. It was actually my birthday that the show was on. So it coincided.
You
so
smoked with Nickelback?
Take a hit of this joint, then right, pass it right back. No, it wasn't Nickelback. But anyway, we were out back afterwards. We were hanging out with the band, just chatting, shooting the bull after the show. And they generously said, hey, you want a hit of this? Well, me, not wanting to be a rude guest, was like, yeah, I'll take a hit.
What are you saying? A band was smoking?
Good Lord, Hunter.
You went to the moon, huh?
I immediately just tunnel. Kiki, my amazing wife, noticed that I was fading fast.
Not handling it well.
And she said, all right, fellas, I'm going to take Brock home. I'm at home splashing water on my face going, get it out of me.
Get it out.
I lost it. And I think that was probably the last time I partook.
Yeah.
And it's fine. I'm fine with it.
To the moon.
To the moon. So I will never smoke weed with Canadians ever again. Let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll read some of yours. We got some great ones on Facebook. Some funny ones. So stick around. More to come on things we've done once, but we'll never do again.
On Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
It's 8 o'clock, talking about things that we've done once in life, never going to do again.
Yeah, yeah.
Hunter did a hot body contest.
Oh, it was hot.
So hot, bro.
Why do they have guys do it? I'm still thinking about that. Like,
because you know the ladies love it.
Yeah, but the ladies. Come on.
I don't think it has quite
because you got douchebags like me who will actually do it.
Really, you know the owners of the bar just laughing their ass off.
Look at these idiots. Look at this guy.
Wait, real quick, big question. Did you win?
No, I don't think I won
either.
Didn't
even win.
I didn't even win.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God, Hunter.
I know.
So you didn't have the hottest body
I
there.
Guess not.
I want to meet the guy who beat you.
Dude, he was.
I want him as my co-host.
Smoking. You know what? He emails you. Hey, I was that guy.
I was that guy.
All right.
You're hired.
You know
I heard you had the hottest body. And what year was it?
Yeah, right. You know what? Round two, buddy. We'll do it live on the show.
Yes. We are going to Facebook Live. All right.
We should do it. We get Benny.
Benny's just there for comedic fodder. That's it. He's just
Benny, Zach. Hell, I'll do it again.
Yes. This is going to be so great. This is going to be the hottest body contest ever. Anyway, talking about things we've done once but we'll never do again. I'm never going to smoke weed with Canadians again. Just not going to do it.
Yeah.
We got some great comments on Facebook. Laura said she ate a big bite of wasabi.
Oh, boy.
That if it's legit wasabi, even the Americanized version.
It'll turn you inside out,
woo,
man.
Woo, skip. Let's see. John said, assume Brock is over 5 foot. You son of a bitch. I'm offended.
Oh,
I'm going to send John an email.
Right.
Touche, John. Touche.
Touche.
Let's see. Ryan said tequila shots. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's fair. I still do it.
Always at the end of the night.
I still do it. Let's see. Eric said, marry a stripper.
Yeah, you probably should have known that before.
You learn your lesson pretty quick after that
right.
one. Or so I've heard.
So you've heard, huh?
I like this. Jeffrey said, jump a train with two other buddies in St. Joe at 2 in the morning, thinking we could jump off in Stevensville.
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, past Stevensville, doing about 50 miles per hour, train finally slowed down in Riverdale, Illinois. And they weren't even in the train. They were hanging out outside.
Oh, my God.
I think acid was involved, Jeffrey said, about 25 years ago.
Freaking out, man.
Don't ever try this,
You
kids.
Jump. No, you jump.
I'm not doing it, man.
You jump.
The best one, though, the thing he's done once and will never do again.
This one is fun.
Randy Frank Jr., I love this. He said, one time, I thought I would make my room smell good and hydrate my room by putting squirt in my humidifier. Fell asleep. I woke up drenched in a sweat and my walls coated in sticky dew.
Oh, God.
Still can't smell or drink squirt without gagging.
I would imagine that.
That's
just
hilarious.
The whole room sticky.
That is hilarious.
You know, it's bad enough when you like tip one over and it like gets the floor sticky. But imagine your whole room smelling and feeling like squirt.
That's so good.
Oh,
learn from Randy, folks. Learn from Randy. All right. We'll wrap this up here. But thanks, everyone, for the calls and the text. And we've done a lot of stupid things.
That's right, man.
Don't worry. We're never going to do them again.
We think.
Except for that hot body contest. We're definitely doing that again.
No.
Rock 107.